This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Time for our weekly catch-up with RNIB Chief Executive Simon Antrobus here on RNIB Connect Radio to find out what's been happening around the organisation and, of course, news and topics relating to life as a blind or partially sighted person. Hello, Simon, and thank you for joining me this week.
Hi, Toby.
Well, we must start this week with the announcement that actor and star of Disney Plus UK's Rivals, Victoria Smurfit, has just been announced as RNIB's new president, as Dame Gail Ronson, DBE, has stepped down after 14 years as president of the RNIB.
It's amazing news, Toby. We're delighted. And first things first, I think it's important to show our thanks and appreciation to Dame Gail Ronson, who's been our president for 14 years, as you say. And Gail has been a true ambassador for RNIB, a real commitment to the organisation, to blind and partially sighted people. So, you know, we're really, truly grateful for the work that Dame Gail Ronson has done for us over that extended period of time. And yeah, it's fantastic. It's really important to have somebody like Victoria join us after the great work that Dame Gail has done. And look, it's important because Victoria comes with a real commitment to the organisation herself. Her daughter, Evie, has Stargardt's, and Victoria is incredibly passionate about, you know, making a difference for blind and partially sighted people. So we're delighted to have somebody from the show business world to join us. And I've had the opportunity to spend some time with Victoria. And as I say, she is dedicated and committed already. And look, having both of those in the room a couple of weeks ago was a special treat. And you can see the power of these two brilliant women. And we're pleased to have had Dame Gail with us and delighted that Victoria has joined us as well. It's all good news.
And how important is it, Simon, to have somebody like Victoria as the RNIB's new president? And as you say, she comes with all that experience of, you know, bringing up her daughter, Evie, who is visually impaired.
Yeah, well, it's so important on so many fronts, Toby. One of the things that I'm really conscious of as CEO of RNIB is how important it is that we maintain our high profile, that we continue to be out there telling the important stories of what it's like to be blind or partially sighted. And one of the things that somebody like Victoria brings is a profile. She is a confident speaker, well-respected and well-known in the celebrity world. So that's a bonus. And then, of course, coming with a level of lived experience and her daughter means that she can talk with real credibility and authenticity about the experiences and what it means to her. And, you know, alongside her energy and enthusiasm and her really engaging character, I think we've got someone special there. And we need that to keep telling this story, because I'm clear, you know, 3-4 months into this organisation, that there's still a job of work to do to really help the UK's general public understand the importance of thinking about sight loss, the needs of blind and partially sighted people, and supporting the work we do. So that's something that, of course, Victoria is absolutely committed to. So great to have her on board.
Many people would have been voting this week in the UK elections for the Scottish and Welsh parliaments, as well as the council and mayoral elections in England. Simon, the RNIB has been doing a lot of work looking into how to make voting accessible so that blind and partially sighted people are able to vote in secret and independently at the polling station.
Absolutely. And look, this has been an important area for me coming into the organisation as well. And alongside colleagues in our policy and campaigns team, we spent some time with civil servants and government ministers talking about the importance of accessible voting. Now, look, there's some way to go on this, but I think the work that we're doing is helping the Electoral Commission, the government, really understand that this is an equity-based thing. It's a right that people have to cast their vote in secret, and that right should be available to blind and partially sighted people. And of course, there are options available. I voted myself last night and I went into the polling station. It's a very small polling station and I quizzed them. I wanted to know whether they would be able to help a blind or partially sighted people, that they would have the necessary equipment. And to their credit, they understood their responsibility and they knew the role that they had to play, and they had the resources there to ensure it could happen. But it's at one level. It's not at the level that I think blind and partially sighted people would really want, where they have real control over how they cast their vote in secret and in the way that everybody else would expect. So whilst I think in some areas, and in Scotland is a good example, we're making progress, there's still some work to do to really get us to a place where blind and partially sighted people can say they've got equal rights to casting their vote in secret.
You will find more about living with sight loss on the RNIB website. That's rnib.org.uk. And of course, you can always call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999 or use your smart device to call the RNIB helpline too. Well, thank you so much indeed, Simon, for chatting with me this week here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Toby.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.